5 people for the position of treasurer. We have, we want to consider overnight individually, and we'll get back together and make our decision and offer the position later this week. So we're not ready to vote on who that person will be as yet. So the other matter that was brought to my attention, which makes me feel so bad because I'm really good at deadlines and details, but I was found out yesterday, thank goodness Brandon was on that phone call, that our date to do the deadline date for the RTP grant, which is the Chris Holler grant, he's the guy that does the OHVs in the state, and they have more money than anybody else for property attainment for trails. So if you need to get property and buy property, you get it through the RTP program. And he knows our program really well. They're interested in supporting us. I have to come up with a good grant, and it's due by May 1st. When we talked earlier and we bumped back our public hearing on the G-Hill, it was all based on the fact that I had in my mind that deadline was May 28th. And it's not, it's May 1st. So, I know you'd like to say don't put the cart before the horse, but here I am. How do we have a public hearing and yet meet this deadline? So that's my question to you. I would like to have had the public hearing first and we adopted the area plan and then we do our grant. However, we could do it backwards. I could get a vote from you in our next council meeting that says go ahead and do the grant and for this amount. And, you know, when the grant comes back, if we have a different kind of answer on our area plan or we decide something different, you can always reject the grant. Now, that's harder to do, and you have a lot of steps in there. But we can do it that way. That's option A. And then we go ahead and have the public hearing on May 6th when we hopefully can have actually in-person kind of meeting or some kind of semblance of that, maybe social distancing. I don't think our public would appreciate having a Zoom meeting.
It would be hard for those for and against. It really would.
Pardon?
It would be difficult for a public. It would. For, you know, I want to hear for and I do. Yeah. I want, you know. And you have to be fair in that.
So the drawback is that you have your public hearing and your discussion later, and you go ahead as if it was already passed, and you go submit the grant and everything, but it's still in a preliminary state. So that's option A. Option B would be we go ahead and post the public hearing. The soonest we can hold it at this point is the 29th of April. We'll do it on Wednesday night, because we have to have 2 weeks in the paper, so as soon as we can have it be April 29th. That would be when we meet the 15th, the 29th, and the 6th, because the 6th of May, we have to have a meeting because we have to adopt our preliminary budget. Mm. So you'd be meeting 2 Wednesdays in a row. But that's not, you know, that's
okay.
Not bad. But we could do the public hearing on the 29th, and then, depending on where that goes, I just have the grant ready to go and send it off on the 1st.
So the concern is the social distancing going to be done by the 29th? Is that,
it's not going to be done.
It's not going to be.
But I don't think, do you?
I don't think so.
I think we're looking at the middle of May, but Governor's original plan was, or what they call the urgent phase, was going to go until the middle of May. So, I mean, even May 6th may not work out. So,
we never changed the school day yet.
No, they kept it at May 1st?
The 4th, which is Monday.
Oh, the 4th, okay. Well, see, that's why we put the 6th in there.
Now, I'm not saying you couldn't change it, but it's not going to change yet.
So, those are our two options. How do you feel about it? It's not a perfect scenario. We should have got a public hearing over with, but
you got one public hearing. Go by what they said.
The planning and zoning, and we did that last night in our G-Hill meeting.
And so then you have your G-Hill committee requesting that the city go after a grant for them.
Okay, well, if they came to our next meeting on the 15th, we could deal with that.
And then why, I guess...
Actually, no, it was approved through the PNC. It was approved through the PNC with the changes.
With a condition, one condition. And that was no money was spent by Garrison City on the development of GM.
That was one, and then there was something about the plan. But then Lori said, you can't really say no money because the grants have to go through the city.
Well, that's not city money being spent because you just passed the grant through.
Well, you got them.
But see,
how do you
the structure of that, I really agree, this GEO, the structure of that to me ought to be like the theater is, like up to Manti is. And I'll be a contributor. The thing, democracy kind of just hits me in the way that you have the right to pursue your own happiness as long as it doesn't infringe on somebody else's right. And I feel there's an infringement if we force it on everybody in the city to help pay for that. But the contributors are going to come. And if you have that set up where it's a...
What, 501c3? Is that what you mean?
Where they're tax-deductible contributions.
But
that's huge.
Well, almost everything's an infringement on somebody.
Well, in a little way...
School taxes? I don't have any kids in school right now. Mm-hmm.
But you know, you talk about 501c3s and tell you've owned one and done it. Good hell, they're harder than you can actually imagine. There's very few of them that survive. And if I didn't have so much invested in what I've got, I'd walk away in a heartbeat. And that's what would happen with this. So you've got to have, if we're going to say that's an important part of our city, we adopt it as a community facility and we say, okay, we may use some of our recreation budget in, we may not. But our intent will be to do one-time funding, which would mean grants, donations, fundraising. And it would be, the last resort would be anything from the city. And the city would have to be passed like anything else we do in spending. It's got to be passed by this board that comes from the city. And anything over $2,000 has to be passed by a vote. Any bills we pay has to be passed by a vote. I mean, I think it still has the stuff in it, but then we become is it a community facility or is it not? And if you say community facility, who but the city becomes the community? I mean...
If the city owns the G, then, I mean, who's liable for that care? Would there be funds needed for that if the city owns that G here?
Plus, you've got a majority here, so just do what you need to do.
Well, but it's nice to hear what
no,
you have
well,
to say.
I
just said and concurred it, you know, that no money would be spent, and I know what you're saying, but why G Hill? Why not? I'd kind of like you to pay for my roping arena I got somewhere else, or you pay for something else. That's things I'd like. This is my place of serenity and pondering is the Henry Mountains. There's a school section down there that we used to have with when we had a permit. Let's pay for that. We know. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has money that they can spend that's optional.
That is not the same.
This is optional money.
It is not the same as being on the Henry Mountains.
That's my place.
Well, I know that, but here's the thing. We had an election, and the people said, we want to improve the GEO.
Some said.
Enough said that Justin and I got elected.
Perfect. Then that's democracy.
That is democracy.
So right now, she wants to do a motion. The mayor's asked for a motion, so you can proceed without stepping on the steps we normally would. Feels validated in it. Make the motion, move with it. We don't need to beat these things to death.
No.
Just because somebody's not in favor. I agree.
We don't need to beat it to death.
You so what if we I do won't is change my mind, I'm not going to change yours. So let's
so if we have the Gene Hill come on the 15th, and let's talk about the grant, and we get a vote to go forward with it. And we do the area plan when we can actually have a... So now it gets down to, do we hold this conversation until the 29th and have an area plan discussion and a vote that night, or do we vote on it the 15th and have the public hearing as soon as we can?
I think
did
you
see it that way?
I think you should write the grant.
Okay, but what do I need to do that? I need to have your approval to do there. So do I get that on the 15th?
that have our approval to write a grant?
Well, I do, because I have to propose a match. And our match would be either the city funds, and we've got to discuss that, or we do it through fundraising.
Mm.
And Ron didn't return my call today, so.
Who?
Ron, did you call?
He hasn't emailed back either.
Well, I'll put it on the 15th.
Put it on the 15th. I'd say we move ahead. You know, like you said, if we need to, we can have the public hearing when it's more feasible, or you can say we've already had one through the planning and zoning, whatever you want to say. I would say that we move ahead, and if we need to, push comes to shove, and everything bottom falls out, we just turn down the grant.
Yeah, because it's not the first time I've had to do that, so
no.
It happens.
No. Yep.
I agree.
I don't think you'd have a public hearing with today's climate.
No.
It's hard.
I don't know.
You've got to be public.
Like I said, it's kind of an unusual and exceptional experiences that we're going through, and every day it's so fluid. That
yeah, and CDBG just came out and said we do not have to have our second public hearing on the ball fields because of this. Okay.
Because of the thing, huh? Yep, I can understand that, you know, yeah. Kind of
so
a situation.
I have to say that
on that one.
And that's about the mistake.
Can you check on this?
Well, this is adopting a plan for our general plan, so which is our state law.
Yeah. So, like I said, we can always turn it down if we need to.
You need to adjourn.
Okay, well, thanks for that.
I make a motion we adjourn this meeting.
Yes, I second.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yep.
Forget that we're being recorded.
Oh, yeah.